Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so Ted Cruz.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?
I couldn't help but start the segment with that. Because I think I said this either yesterday or the day before. Put politics aside.
Yeah, literally. It. You
I'm
did this yesterday.
Music.
I was telling Reggie about my confession, Figgy. I'm like, well, this is going to get some people's attention, isn't it? Put it aside. Set it aside. Here's my
take your own advice.
All right?
How about that? Yeah, you do that.
Here's my confession. Again, just to reiterate for those in the back that it may not have heard, nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, it's an apolitical observation.
Absolutely apolitical. I don't think I would invite Ted Cruz to a big game
Correct.
Ever again.
100%. Absolutely the
Figgy?
Case.
Was he at the Astros game?
Yep.
I didn't realize that, but when you said that, I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. And that, again, apolitical because he has a reputation of showing up to these games,
Aggies Notre
Dame. Texas-related, right?
He showed up for Aggies Notre Dame. I'm like, that's it.
All right, there's that. I know that he's had instances with the Rockets of showing up to these games
Astros
and seeing them lose.
Year.
Astros last year. Yeah, man, he pulls up to the game, and he has the Drake curse on it. And so, yeah, I personally would not necessarily. Although, is that something where I never know about this? So you tell me if I'm wrong here. Is that something where the team is inviting them, or is he just like I'm showing up to this game?
Well, he's a big Houston sports fan.
I mean,
so
sure he is.
It could be either or.
You can do that from home though.
But I'm telling you, man, I went, oh no. What about Tyler to a road game?
Yeah, no, I am actively trying to work as Tyler's legal counsel. I'm trying to find a workaround, but as of right now, no, he's in a bad place. Yeah, he's in a bad way when it goes to road Texans games because, what was it? Lost to the Broncos, was that a couple years ago? Lost to the Panthers last year.
Vikings.
And then the Vikings this year. Yeah, man, you get three on the books, and now we
Y'all
are establishing a trend.
I'm not a big.
Oh, no, I don't think he actually has the power, however.
But I wouldn't do it right now
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so that it is kind of a super. I don't know, is it? Or is it just like,
I think it is when people bring it up. Like, to me, I feel like Tyler shouldn't have brung it up. I think if he never brung it up, people wouldn't even notice.
What, just said that he was going on a trip, he's on vacation, don't worry about him?
Yeah, I wouldn't have mentioned that every road game I went to for the Texans, they lost. I wouldn't have said that.
This is true.
I wouldn't have said
that.
I know Ted Cruz in a different situation where people know who he is. And you got people like us that will kind of peep all of that out. Like, man, hey, every game he went to, they lost. So it would have eventually got out there anyway. But, nah, they make it as superstitious when you mention it.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
See, there we got through that.
Did we? Did we get through that?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Talking about the baseball game and not about the other people just attending it, Lopez. I saw Yordan hit that double, and I was like, yo, that, ooh, I know that Espada after the game was like, yeah, seeing him hit that double and, you know, get to second, it gave him some level of, like, I guess, comfort or whatever.
Yeah.
Complete opposite for me.
Me too.
I was like, oh, he is really hobbling. Because I saw the ball off the bat, and, like, you know, you obviously get the perspective in the field, and I'm like, oh, okay. Depending on who's running, they might be able to try for third, maybe?
Yeah, no, not him.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's Yordan. It's fine. All right, we'll take a double here. Which, I mean, look, that's great, right? A double. And then I saw him turn the corner. I was like, ooh, is he even going to get the second?
Yeah.
The way that he was moving. And I, look, it makes sense with what he's dealing with. But, yeah, definitely hit him third. Like, yeah, we definitely don't want him to have to do too much running because he does not look like he's capable.
I started
of
worrying
that.
About today. Because, and he said, you know, to be fair, he spoke this morning. And said you know, his knee's not bothering him or whatever. You know, I wouldn't expect him to say anything else. But I'm like, okay, running like that,
yeah,
playing it, you know, playing on the, you know, not in the field, but playing in that game, taking those cuts. I'm wondering about swelling. I'm wondering about, you know, some of the logical things that are out there. So we'll see.
Yeah, and I mean, let's hope that things go the way that we want them to. But even if that's the case, the postseason continues, and Yordan is going to factor in, and so.
Yeah.
That is a a place where I'm a little concerned is Yordan not being able to move all that well. Mm-hmm. Although I guess at that point I just turned my attention to put it over the fence, big fella. Then you have to run too fast.
You can jog. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I gotta confess, I miss the live shows with live studio audience. So just like a regular, I mean, not a live show, but a TV sitcom with studio audience.
Yeah, like you're talking about Good Times?
Yeah, yeah. I was going through some Good Times.
Is that the only one that existed?
No, there was a bunch, but okay. I saw him tweet about it.
All right.
Yeah, I was going through some clips and I'm like, man, you could just hear the belly laughs of people in those situations. You don't really get that from TV shows anymore.
No.
Now, I know a lot
sometimes they would talk. I'd love, oh, whoa, you know, they'd say stuff.
Yeah, or you could hear that one person just,
one person. Distinctive laugh.
Yeah, so it's, now you just, you really don't have that. I know TV shows don't really ask live studio audience, but now they just kind of fake laugh tracks. And it don't really hit the worst same part no about- more, man.
Absolutely. The worst part about the laugh track is that the laugh track is not discerning. They can just put the laugh track on anything. That's why I always got a problem with various shows. And I will go ahead and put one on blast. That Big Bang Theory that people like so much.
Yeah.
If you take the laugh track off it, that show sucks,
oh,
man.
Get out of here. Yeah,
Reggie,
you listen to some
man.
Of them jokes and you're like, those jokes are not funny. But you are being conditioned to laugh because they have the laugh track behind it. No. Those jokes stink. They did not earn those jokes. If there was a live studio audience, them people would not be laughing and you know
they
it.
Would be belly laughing like
nah,
I love Lucy.
Wait a minute. No, belly laughing? No, man. That's just they will be courtesy laughing. Like, let me just laugh to be polite. It would be those type of laughs.
That was a really good show.
Nah, man.
Disagree. Watch this. These
are my confessions. I wore dress shoes today for the first time in, I believe, 9 months. I hate dress shoes.
You hate dress shoes.
Hate dress shoes. I wear them as little as possible, but I wear them. It's like there are very. I think dress shoes are probably the item that you have to wear that I hate the most. And it's not like they're uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a big dress shoes guy. I'd rather wear a tie with like slip-ons than
you would look crazy.
Than dress shoes.
I love dress
shoes.
I
don't mind a tie.
Yeah, dress is great.
Especially if you in that type of vibe. It's a black tie event. Like, you got to go with the dress shoes, man.
Well, we're in an event here in NRG and, a little bit clients and stuff. So, you know, I put on the dress shoes. I'm like, man, I hate every second of this. Is there anything like that? You just like ties. People don't like ties. I don't mind wearing ties.
Yeah, ties are cool for me. I'm trying to think if there's something that's like you have to, like, you know, certain circumstances you have to wear it and it's just like this is a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't think
I'm not a big dress shoes guy, man. Just not going to I wear them.
You don't even be wearing like hard bottoms like that for real anyways.
No, not at all. Just regular old black. I got two pair of dress shoes. Yeah, black and brown.
Those look like the comfortable type of dress shoes.
Yeah, they're not uncomfortable. I just don't like dress shoes.
Okay. All right. Watch this. These are my confessions. One of the reasons that I was mad, and no, the Big Bang Theory jokes are not going over my head. A lot of them are bad. Let's be honest here. That's just writing things.
You sure you're keeping up with them?
Buddy, I am. One of the reasons I was mad that you started the confessions like the way that you did is because I had like a pseudo political one, and I felt like we're getting into a space where there's a lot of them.
Now we are in trouble.
I'm still blaming Lopez though. I mean, when you got the TVs and a thing happens, you put it on, right? At least I do.
Yeah.
And again, a political observation about a political thing. I just forgot how much the vice presidential debate is just my dad could beat up your dad.
Exactly.
And that was, I was like, oh, I forgot. I really don't like this at all.
I'm with you. And I was like, what am I doing? I checked in. I'm like, I don't care.
Like, it just feels,
I don't care.
It just feels so weird.
Oh, but you should care. No, I don't. I really don't.
It just feels so weird to have two dudes up there like, my dad can beat up your dad. No. Your dad sucks. My dad can beat your dad up.
That's exactly what it is.
And somebody said bathing suits.
Bathing suits? I don't know.
Bathing suits.
Biggie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, no. Yeah. I was just thinking
uncomfortable.
About
uncomfortable.
Okay, okay. I got to confess, I was super interested to see why AJ Griffin, former short-term Rocket, stepped away from basketball until I saw people on social media going down that conspiracy rabbit hole, man. Once I seen that, I'm just like, nope. I'm good, man. Yeah. You had people. So people, if you don't know, he stepped away from basketball to follow his religious journey. And,
yeah.
Well, he's going to be a minister, isn't he?
Yeah.
A pastor?
Yeah. No. So he doing it because of a faith thing. And you had mm-hmm. people talking about some, he's in a cult. And you got to hear about why his dad got fired from Milwaukee. And you could tell by his eyes and the way he's talking, it seemed like hostage video.
Every topic, there's something.
Dude, like I'm like, man, I'm staying away from this, man. Because I was legit curious to see what's making mm-hmm. him step away from the game of basketball. And when I seen why, I'm like, okay, I ain't going to step into that. Like, that's between him and God. Yeah, so if he feel like he need to step away from the game, then, I have no pushback for that. But when I start seeing all the conspiracy, I'm just like, man, get out of here, man.
Is there anything that doesn't become that now?
No.
Like, did you know the real reasons this happened? Mm-hmm. Or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like,
When stuff like this is like the perfect topic for social media, for people that just go down this rabbit hole, for people that go on Reddit. To just talk about, because you heard his political view, and he's like that. What's that guy from that used to play for Orlando? Isaac, I think.
Oh, Jonathan Isaac. He's still there.
Yeah, he's still there. And people start comparing them to him, and I'm just like, dude, like, why y'all got to make social media not fun? Like, this topic is not fun.
Social media is such a love-hate relationship because it's such a great news feed.
Yeah.
And then it's such an awful place.
Well, the thing that makes it great also makes it awful is that you have access to the thoughts of people that you would not always have access to. Yeah. And so that is great because it allows you to expand your horizons at times and get perspectives that you did not or maybe would not have considered. But also, sometimes it gives you the thoughts of people and particular thoughts that you would not want to engage with, and you usually would silo yourself off from at times. And that's the give and take of that particular device.
I got one more, Figgy. Watch this. And I saved this one for last.
Oh, no.
No, because I want to know how you and Figgy and all our listeners on YouTube and Twitch and text board feel. Honest opinion, I miss AJ Hinch. I miss that guy. And it's not just, I felt like obviously he should have done more. He got fired because of what happened. I think other people probably should have been as well, if not, not him. But I just miss that acumen. It's just little stuff. Just looking at him yesterday, I was like, God, I miss that guy.
Yeah, man.
You guys miss him?
I do. By all accounts, good dude, good manager. Good dude. Like, it's one of those circumstances where it had to happen. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I've come to terms with that aspect of it. But I can appreciate that perspective is that, it would have been nice to keep him here. I know that people have had their issues with Dusty. I was happy to see Dusty get his, if I'm going to be completely honest about that personal attachment of it. Ultimately, I think it's worked out pretty well. But no, it would have been cool to see AJ Hinch continuing to see you build not just a dynasty of sorts with the just team itself, but then also have that figure as well that goes along with it. That'd have been cool.
I miss him. And I know he had his bad moment in 2019, but I think they would have. I mean, they would have been so much better to have him the whole time.
All right, there you go. Lunchtime confessions. We probably should have waited until that series is over, though, because the Astros are playing against AJ Hinch's Tigers.
And they might beat him.
Yeah, let's do that. In less than an hour, first pitch will get going at Minute Maid Park. Spillane is there. Is B. Scott going to be there again today?
I'm guessing yes.
I believe so. So follow those guys on Twitter for sure. That's always fun to see the things that they're talking about during the course of the game as well. That's a good social media usage there. But you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next, let's get into some NFL overreaction or not for week 5. We do that next on Sports Radio 610.